Sid Straw is an indie singer-songwriter. She's released two critically acclaimed albums over the years. But Straw is probably best known for her work with other musicians, including Van Dyke Parks, T-Bone Burnett, and R.E.M.'s Michael Stipe. Sid Straw has just released her first new album in 12 years, called Pink Velour. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon talked to Straw about the new album, starting with the title track, Pink Velour.
I went home again just to prove that you could. I went home again and it looked pretty good. Flora and fauna, how I have missed you.
Pink Velour is one of the most autobiographical songs Sid Straw has ever written.
It's the compacted life story of our troubled family. It's the American dream gone horribly awry.
Into the rain, which turned to snow. Modern wagon train. Westward ho, jump in the back, wear your blue dress, and pack the pink velour. We'll save our best for when we get there. She just said, we have to try.
Straw has described it as her family story in one song.
Mom kept leaving for her own reasons that she's not here to talk about. As a kid, you know, it doesn't matter what you're going through, you just want your parents to be together. It doesn't matter the level of happiness in the home or what's happening. I think the kids just want something that they can define as a family. I bounced around a lot between parents. I think that's also quite common. It wasn't that common in 1746 when I was growing up. It wasn't that common. Or if it was, it wasn't really talked about much.
Please don't take away my pretty dream.
I was at McCabe's guitar shop in Santa Monica, California. My mother was there, and I had just finished the song, and she used to come to the shows, and if I would get out of hand or cuss or say anything too blue, she would try to edit me by shining a big flashlight on me up on stage. I would see the flashlight of anger, the remorse code, I used to call it, because she would flash it using the remorse code. I miss her flashing me with that thing. So I sang the song, and I got pretty torn up. It's always such an event to sing a song for the first time anyhow, and this song being so close to my bones. It was kind of beautiful and painful, but I got through it. I don't generally dissolve into tears in the middle of a song, but I did that night, and so did my mother.
Well, Mom and Dad and I, Big Brother Pete, my sister Sally and I, ride all down the highway.
Another very poignant song on the Pink Velour album is called About to Forget. What inspired this one?
After my mother died, my dog, Henry, pictured in the CD, he was so in love with my mother. She spoiled him rotten. And he really took note of that. And for 3 weeks, at least, after my mother died, he sat next to her big flowery chair that she used to compose all her children's stories and just direct her world from this chair in Southern California. And he sat obediently waiting for her to come back. And one day I was sitting in her chair wrapping up some of her affairs, and I looked down at him and he was still waiting for her, and I just thought of the first line of the song. It's hard to explain heavy things to a dog. And it just unfolded.
It's hard to explain heavy things to a dog, but one day you'll sleep like a log. It's hard to explain heavy things to a pup. One day you'll sleep and you won't wake up. And it kills me in advance, my dear. It just kills me.
The album also features Straw's version of the Neil Young classic, Harvest. What made her choose to sing that song?
I sometimes almost feel as though that song decided to sing me. I love Neil so much. I love Neil way too much. I think that Neil Young is the one thing that I can't do without. Of course, air and water is good, but Neil is better.
Did I see you down in a young man's town? With your mother in so much pain, I was almost there at the top of the stairs with her screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of
makes Sid Straw's music unique? Cultural critic Greil Marcus says it best. Marcus wrote, quote, "What makes Straw her own woman in the pop game is her ability not simply to summon or project emotion, but to create characters, act them out, build suspense, and shock you with what a character who's been holding back has now dumped in your lap," end quote. Which is not surprising, since Straw's parents were actors and she's done some acting. I was curious to know how she so fully inhabits the narrators of her songs.
I honestly try not to interfere with the emotional context of what I'm trying to do. I try not to get in my own way. I'm trying to sing really simply in a complex, overburdened world. I don't have any special tricks. I just take a deep breath and I listen to what I'm doing. I think I'm a bit of a method singer. I really pay attention to what I'm saying, whether I wrote it or whoever wrote it.
Hey, remember me? We met 10 years ago.
That's CBGB's from Straw's previous album, War and Peace, which came out in 1996. You can really hear the power and beauty of Sid Straw's voice in her version of Blue Shadows on the Trail from the 1988 Disney tribute album, Stay Awake.
Shades of night are falling, As the wind begins to sigh and the world is silhouetted against the sky,
singer-songwriter Sid Straw. She spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.